This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Wow, that was way too loud. I didn't mean to hurt anybody over there in that booth there.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I would have thought by now that I would have figured out the science of running that kind of thing. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now off of his prolonged vacation, which I hope he recreated a great deal, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
It's great to be back with such professionals, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is... if my guy in Minnesota was here, I would never make a mistake.
Well,
they do a very good job of making me seem better than I actually am. I don't even normally sound like this.
Okay.
I have much more of a falsetto, but this is just the actual magic of what makes a good producer can make or break you. So anyway, what'd you go do?
I went underwater. My wife planned us a trip overseas. Weather forced us out of one resort. It was lovely weather. We just couldn't get offshore from there. So we ended up in Cozumel, which has a lee shore, and we had a great vacation. It turns out that spring break made the vacation longer because flights were full returning to the U.S. So they twisted my arm, and we stayed another couple days till we could catch a flight.
So that's when you let me know that your vacation was prolonged?
That's when.
Well, hey, if you can adapt to that as it happens to you, that's a pretty good thing.
It was a wonderful experience. I hope others get to experience it.
So, what's on your mind?
Well, we've got to talk about Chicago.
Okay.
From Friday evening to Monday morning. Now, I know this is old history. It's a day, we're a day late. We had 12 people wounded and 4 additional people shot to death by drug gangs. Now, that news changed. I wrote this early Monday. It changed by today because more of the victims succumbed to their injuries. Now, on the East Coast, Baltimore, Maryland, had 5 people shot, wounded, but 3 more murdered with a firearm over the weekend. And I mention those cities in particular because Chicago is the political powerhouse of Illinois, as is Baltimore for the state of Maryland, and both cities are the poster children for gun control. Both states are given an A rating by the Giffords Gun Control Organization. I have to ask everyone the obvious question, if gun control works so well, then why are these cities so violent for years on end? I read something today that brought this to mind. Why does Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot have a 90-person security detail? And so many Chicago murders go unsolved.
Oh, tut. You shouldn't be asking that.
Well, from a distance, it's almost as if the politicians don't care what happens to ordinary citizens.
Well, that's not from a distance, Rob. You know, that's a feature of their... That's not a bug. That's a feature of their... of all of their policy. I think it would be fabulous to get out there and somebody, and probably somebody already has, but I would love to see what the crime rates are like in all of the Giffords A-rated areas.
Ooh,
And then I would like to ask the Giffords people if crime means anything to them. Not law. Not policy. Crime.
Right. Well, there's another article I saw. Some Illinois politician said, you know, remember those FOID firearms owners ID card background checks that everybody who touches guns or ammunition in Illinois is supposed to have?
Right.
And what I wonder, the guy said, hey, you know, it's taken over a year to get that. This is an infringement. And I wonder if a judge would ever say, you know, a right delayed is a right denied. I tell you what, after a reasonable amount of time to do an instant background check, after 30 days, they don't need the card anymore. Just like, if we go in for a gun and the FBI delays approving us, look, you got a week to approve or deny. And after a week, nationally, is it 3 days, or does that vary by state?
No, that's nationally. But I'm sure states can do more if they want to. Well, like California does
right.
That. They got a 30-day30-day thing in place. Here's the thing about that, though. It still goes back. You know, Lott says that all of this happens in 75 counties. All of this crime that we have right now is happening in 75 counties.
Right. 50% of the murders happen in 2% of our counties. Yeah, he's right.
I don't know. I'd like to see somebody get out there and make that question. I think that should actually be introduced into the whole gun control debate. Because you do have areas where you do have gun control. You have a heavy gun control regime. I don't want to get out there, and if somebody says, well, in a place where they have, constitution of carry, crime went up. Okay, show me the stats. Don't just tell me.
Right.
Don't say the place, because I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now what's happening in Baltimore. I can tell you right now what's happening in Chicago. I can tell you right now what's happening in New York. See, in New York right now, New York's about to die.
New York's about to die. The way of Detroit.
Well, I mean, it's gotten to the point now to where everybody's working from home. None of those office buildings downtown have people in them.
Yeah.
So there's nobody down there to support the restaurants and the shops. Mass transit, now they've got 85,000. There's 85,000 more cars in the city because people stopped getting on the subway because it's so dangerous to be on the subway. Or they're on the bus. But if they own a car, they're driving a car now. So all of that congestion stuff they tried to mitigate, that's going away too. I think this needs to be introduced into the gun control debate, because where you do have gun control, you have crime. And the question should be asked of them, okay, so which is it? Do you want to see me disarmed? Or do you want to see crime managed? Do you want to see crime taken down
reduced.
A notch? Do you want to see crime reduced? And if they get out there and they can't answer that, if they say, well, you're oversimplifying the problem. Well, no, I'm not. Because we have test beds right now out there today. We have plenty of places where we can go. Well, they're surrounded by places that have. Well, no, if the lax gun laws you're citing were the case, then in Indiana and Pennsylvania and everything, it'd be like gangland. But it isn't. Except in areas where you got your little fife enclaves that are out there. We're coming up on the first break. Tell people how to find the stuff that you do.
Each week I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Once a week, I get to be with Bill when I'm above water.
That's true. If he's above water and in the contiguous United States, we are hooking up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision. Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I discovered something this weekend, Rob.
About a gun you've been testing? What?
Yes, I did. Yes, I forgot about a gun I've been testing. It was highly suggested to me that I try a Canik. Are you familiar with the brand? It's Turkish. I think they may pronounce it Yanik, and I don't get involved in that too much stuff.
Right. I'm going to anglicize it, too. I've okay. heard of it. I've never shot it. Some of them look pretty nice.
Yes, they do, and they actually come quite well appointed, although I found one called the TP9 Elite Combat.
Huh.
This is a good-looking gun. I mean, it's all out there. It's all FDE'd up. It's a Salient Arms International collaboration. They do the barrel and the magwell, and it has something called the Canik Enhanced Trigger, which is actually quite nice. And handling it, I mean, I had it for quite. I got it in October, and I only just shot it this past weekend. And
okay.
Handling it, I was of mixed feelings about it, because when I would stick it out there in front of me and pull up the sights and everything, I was like, this just doesn't feel intuitive to me.
Huh.
So I got it out there.
Huh?
I got it out there on the range, and what I was finding was that in that particular configuration, and you know, it's 9mm.
Right.
And I mean, I shoot 9mm all day and just hold it on. I just hold it on place unless I get in my head like I do sometimes, mainly at classes. I could not keep that thing on target without it giving me sort of a jarring sensation.
Interesting.
So I shot it. I reviewed it. I took it today. I traded it.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good, because for somebody, that's a perfect gun. And I argue with me. I think we're living in the golden age of self-defense firearms. If it doesn't fit you, date another one. You know.
Well, I think most. I think even the lesser expensive, like the. I really want the next one. I want to get a hold of is going to be the Taurus G3.
Okay, I've heard about it.
I've heard about it, but I've also heard pretty good things about it. But it's also relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people get out there and you're like talking, when you say a Glock, they're looking at, well, that's a lot of money. And, you know, it is. That's all relative. I don't think, I think not only are you correct about that part of it, I think that the manufacturers have stepped up to such a degree that you'd be very hard-pressed to find a cruddy striker-fired pistol nowadays.
Right. Yeah. Well, you've had Tony Simon on.
Yes.
He sat there and said, I'm going to take, I think he takes a High Point, and he just runs the daylights out of that. He takes it to classes when he teaches, and he goes, if I can make this shoot, you don't have an excuse why you're not in the class shooting better than I am. It's not the gun.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. I would have to agree with him on that one, but by the same token, I sort of like, I like my polymer striker things. Although,
yes.
Right now I'm vacillating between Glock and SIG.
Okay.
Because I rediscovered my Glock Mojo, which is great because Glocks are everywhere, right? Everybody's
right.
Got Glocks. Everybody shoots Glocks. Everybody customizes Glocks. And the SIG, which is sort of a maligned pistol, but here's the problem when you buy a SIG. The only time you know that the SIG is what it was originally is when you buy it. Because the SIG aficionados, you know, they have that modular insert with the trigger that is basically the gun.
Yes.
So they'll take the slide, and if it's a long slide, they'll mate it with a micro lower and put everything in place there and put it together. And then you've got this thing with a really short, it looks like an ice axe or something, because you've got a long barrel and a very short grip. There's so many different ways to put these things together now that you never really know if you buy one used.
What you're going to get.
But additionally to that, because of the way this gun is made, Wilson Combat makes a lower module that is actually better than the SIG X-Carry module.
So we've got a pistol version of the AR. It's the Barbie gun. You can do anything you want with it.
They've started doing that to them and everything else. So But you can already do that with Glock. So now I'm enjoying the going back and forth between them and the single action guns and all that other fun stuff. Yes, sir.
Isn't that gun a many of the SIGs that I've shot were double action?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the P320, the 226s and the 229s, the classic guns. They still remain the same. Their problem is just their weight.
Okay.
Their problem is just their weight. The best gun I own is my Chambers pistol, but it's a little heavy. So.
Right. Do you think that was the problem with the Canik? It was so light, it felt snappy?
The Canik was really actually sort of heavy for what it was. It had a really short grip. Huh. It was a Glock 19 size slide. It had a threaded barrel, which the thread protector. I've never shot one of those with the thread protector on it to where it didn't vibrate loose, and that one did not. So, I mean, they got a lot of things right with the gun, but I think for me, my sweet spot now is like the G45 size guns where you have a 17 round grip. Let's put it that way, a 17 round grip versus the 15 round grip of the Glock 19, but with the Glock 19 inch slide. And I also have a SIG that is the same way with a 17 grip. A 17-round grip, and the compact size slide. So for me, I'm just sitting there going, okay, what's the problem?
The way it feels, you mean? Or you've got all these things that satisfy you, and you're trying something that doesn't fit, and you go, I don't have to use this gun. I'll go back to what feels good.
Yeah. But I'll keep on trying other stuff, but I mean I think my core is gonna be Glock SIG for the moment. Except with SIG you don't have to buy a bunch of guns. You can just buy one gun and a bunch of kits.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that cheaper?
I don't know how much I like. No, it's not cheaper. Plus you got like five Glocks and one SIG, and you're like, that's five guns too, but no, it isn't. Anyway, coming up on the next break, Rob is both a member of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast, and he does the very unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked attack of Ukraine continues, small numbers of Russian military troops have moved away from the Ukrainian capital city of Kyiv in the past few days. But the Pentagon believes that's not a true withdrawal.
Russia has failed in its objective of capturing Kyiv. It's failed in its objective of subjugating Ukraine. But they can still inflict massive brutality on the country, including on Kyiv.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying it's more of a repositioning and other areas of Ukraine should be prepared to see a major offensive. Florida is joining 20 other states in a lawsuit over the federal mask mandate on public transportation. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing State Attorney General Ashley Moody will head up the lawsuit. Both officials say the mandate also goes against Florida state law that bans requiring masking. This is USA Radio News. More positive coronavirus cases is causing a country to lock back down.
China has begun its most extensive COVID-19 lockdown in 2 years. Officials there will conduct mass testing and address a growing outbreak in Shanghai as part of its zero COVID strategy. The city lockdown is expected to be conducted in 2 phases. The financial district will be locked down through Friday, while a vast part of its downtown area will start a 5-day lockdown on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Oregon is dropping its residency rule for medically assisted suicides. The state health authority and medical board agreed to stop enforcing the requirement. The legislator was also asked to remove the residency law under the terms of a settlement filed in the U.S. District Court in Portland on Monday. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 338 points to close at 35,294. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Where would you like to go now in this direction, sir?
I wrote something when I came back, and I want to share it with you and your listeners. When I went on vacation, I realized I often talk to my tribe, you know, a bunch of gun guys. And we're not going to change their mind. We don't need to change their mind. It's the people in the middle. And I would start to talk with them, and they thought things that were so very different than what I thought. I realized, wait a minute, they're getting a lot of their reality out of their phone. To me, that's dangerous, because that little thing lies to us. They're things that you'll never learn from your phone. The world's truths are in there, but the huge corporations that bombard us with the headlines, they lie to us. For example, I'm down there, somebody says, what do you do? Oh, I talk about guns. And they go, oh, look, there are 1 million violent crimes a year in the United States. If you didn't know that, it distorts your perception. The vast majority of those crimes, though, don't involve a firearm. So disarming the criminals will still leave us with over 1 million violent crimes. And yet at the same time, the good guys, honest citizens, defend themselves with a gun over a million times. So if you disarm very many of us good guys, you've left us vulnerable to the criminals. Then there's just the obvious numbers. Oh, each year, drug gangs kill about 2,000 people, but mass murderers kill, each one's a tragedy, but a few hundred. None of those perceptions are what we see on our small screen. If we took the world from our small screen, we'd think that mass murder is common and armed defense virtually doesn't happen. And that's what lets us get manipulated. Until, you know, it's not that we disagree about the facts. We're not even on the same planet, Bill. I really appreciate you and GCN.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
Well, it's often my pleasure. I'm not going to speak for GCN, but thankfully they keep me on the air, so they must like something about going. The thing about some of this stuff is when you start looking at numbers, typically, don't they like to get out there and make numbers racist or something? Don't they always try to skew the numbers?
Well, let's ignore, okay, in that sense, if you don't have a sense of proportion, I'm not asking you to do algebra. I'm just asking you to say, which is bigger, the mountain or the molehill? Because if you don't know, you'll trip over the molehill and never even see the mountain.
Right.
Yeah. And that came up with constitutional carry. Somebody said, well, by the way, Dan Waz had a great article. He calls it, why don't we talk about gun benevolence? The good guns do. I think it should be called gun valor, but we can argue about which is a better marketing term. And the people I was talking to on vacation, they had no idea that guns do good. With, you know, the constitutional carry states were in the news. I met a couple from Ohio. They go, oh, that seems dangerous. I go, why? They won't get training. I said, as a matter of fact, they'll go get, now that we quit taxing them to get a license, they're going to go get more training. They go, I didn't know that. I understand that you don't know.
Yeah, the whole guns thing, the whole getting the idea of the guns thing. Most of these ad campaigns, when they get out there, it is not about people. It's about the gun. And the problem is the gun. The gun is no more. The gun is as dangerous without a person as a spray bottle. As a Windex bottle. That's how dangerous it is. Now, people say, oh, Bill, but you can't kill a bunch of people with a spray bottle. Well, that's very, very true. But I've got numerous guns, and none of my guns will ever be evil. I can tell you that right now, because I'm the compass. I'm the moral compass.
Right.
It drives them. So,
more to the point, it's other than a few surgeons, surgical aid spraying antiseptic, a spray bottle won't often save a life either. We do save millions of lives a year. Wow.
Well, you know, because see, what we have to do is we have to force these guys into those kind of conversations.
Okay.
And getting out there and saying, okay, we tried it your way, and crime's going through the roof.
Right. Okay?
Would you guys be willing to admit that? Would you be willing to admit, hey, we tried it your way and crime's going through the roof? Instead of doing that, let's look at Pennsylvania besides Philadelphia. What's that like?
I noticed, was it Tom Knighton or Cam Edwards? Somebody at Bearing Arms had collected all the doom and gloom that Democrats had put forth about constitutional carry.
Right.
The sky will fall when untrained grandmas go out on the streets and do what? They're going to the grocery store. Leave them alone. But you're absolutely right. If critical thinking would say, wait a minute, we have tens of thousands of firearms regulations. We've got 21 states that said your neighbors are good to go. If they can legally own a gun, they can carry it.
Well, isn't it about 24 now? 24.
Well, but that hasn't taken place.
Oh, yeah.
Written.
Well,
yeah, right?
But,
okay.
Yeah, but is the thing, and that's whenever that happens. Whenever they say, "Well, when if we give you permitless carry," how benevolent of you! If we give you permitless carry, then the grandmas are going to go out there and do that. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Which case are you talking about? Where grandma got out there and got into a fiery gunfight over the best parking space at Walmart? Let me know. Can you tell me that?
Right.
Can you tell me that?
Well, but I just asked them. You see violence in the news. I mean, the news is full of it because it sells ads.
Right.
Are those from states where people were armed or disarmed?
Well, I mean, if you look at the news, if you're watching the news, yeah. I'm surprised the news does what they do because they're like, today gun violence, of course, was another scourge again and another day in Chicago. Excuse me, Mr. Newsman, how come you only talk about Chicago? What was it like in Hoboken? What was it like in Des Moines? What was it like down in, I don't know, pick any city.
Well, you picked Hoboken, I think, of New Jersey. Those there, the honest people are disarmed.
Yeah,
Camden,
I know.
Baltimore,
I know.
Springfield, New York City.
That was probably, wow. I was listening to Nero Wolf earlier today, and they talked about Hoboken and that. That's why it popped in. Forgive me.
I listened to old radio show?
Yes. Oh, I love it. Sydney Greenstreet, great stuff.
We'll have to talk later.
Yeah.
We have a similar addiction.
Oh, I that's all I listen to on radio. I don't listen to music, and I don't listen to me. Specifically. But anyway, yeah. We're going to have to force them into that, though, because this is the kind of thing, if it were to get out there, and I think we actually sit. You know what? We'll talk about this in the next segment. You can find Rob. Okay. Rob is a writer. He writes at Amoland. He does a feature on self-defense there. That's one of the bigger places you can find him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse, and we were just talking, what we've been talking about, I think, mainly today is the fact that how the arguments are beginning to line up. And I think we're actually on the cusp, Rob, of being able to get people to actually notice the facts and look at the absolute narrative-driven propaganda that is gun control.
Right.
For one simple reason. Inflation, gas prices, all the other things that they've lied about right now. Do you know what one of the things that's about to fall away from the Democratic Party's platform that they've been using for quite some time? That they've decided they have to jettison?
No, what's that?
Victim ID politics.
Describe that for me.
Well, that's where they get out there and say, well, listen, so you're a black American. Well, first of all, all your problems are the white man's fault, and you're a victim.
Okay.
You have been victimized by whitey forever.
Intersectionality and everybody's 10,000 types of victim, and whether your flavor of being a victim is stronger than, this reminds me of a child's board game, actually, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, knowing that right now. You know, for the Democrats, they have to have 90% of black America to vote for them to win.
Right.
Do you know what the percentage is of black America that supports the generic Republican ticket?
No.
About 27%.
Ooh.
And Hispanics are slightly higher. So everybody that they have relied upon. See, Hispanics... I mean, one of the things they're not paying attention to in all of this runaway immigration they're doing and they're allowing is that these people, the people that are actually running away, they're running away from socialist communist states.
Right.
And they're not coming to the United States saying, I just want to go there because they have better stores to shop at.
Right.
They want something beside that. I mean, that's why the Cubans are here. That's why the Cuban America. And I mean, the thing about these naturalized Americans that I really love is that they are really, when they get to say they're an American, they're like, don't call me a Cuban American no more. I'm just an American. Don't call me a Mexican American anymore. I'm just an American.
Can you imagine if we had a conservative president who said, I know you want to go home, but I think a few million Ukrainians, there were 40 million Ukrainians, would help change our politics. Yeah, you can immigrate here. I have a number of Democrat cities where you can move. Wow.
Well, they're not letting people right now. The part of the big immigration that is coming through does not include Venezuelans or Cubans.
Yeah.
So.
Because they hate socialism.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So I mean, right now here we are sitting on the cusp of this, and you know maybe it'll be Trump. If it isn't Trump, I hope it's DeSantis. I think Trump is good. And Trump was perfect for the time he was here, and he showed us something.
Right.
But he also exposed a lot of things that go on in the media as well, because he got out there and everything he said actually happened turned out to actually happen.
I was amazed. This happened when I was overseas, but they covered it. He sued Hillary for, wow, any other country would call that treason. Trying to undermine an election that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, the stuff that she put in motion, the stuff that her campaign paid for, tried to undermine a sitting president. So, yeah, that's a story that has yet to finish. I don't know what it'll look like, but I mean.
Well, here's just to show you some more fractures. You remember in the U.S. Supreme Court case against New York State Rifle and Pistol Association against the Attorney General of New York.
Right.
There were a bunch of public defenders, not only from New York City, who said, you're putting brown men in jail because they're trying to make it home at night. And DAs in Chicago came out and said the same thing. There was a little funny spin on that in Hawaii. Public defenders came out and said, you've outlawed stun guns. You're treating them like firearms. That's insane. You're going to put a bunch of brown young men in jail again, and you're going to put a bunch of homeless people in jail where they don't have enough permanency of address to grind their way through our incredibly difficult system in Hawaii, here in Hawaii. Why are you trying to deny them stun guns? I went, wow, from some public defenders. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, right now in L.A., 98% of George Gascon's prosecutors want him recalled.
His prosecutors, say that again.
98% of his prosecutors, people that work for him, want to see him recalled.
Wow. Now, talk about putting some shade on a Soros-funded DA. Wow.
Well, I mean, I make this comment, and some of these guys like Soros and Zuckerberg, you know, Zuckerberg spent $440 million on this last election. Bill Gates, all these guys that get out here who have these big companies that then want to try to run the country by proxy or with money.
Yes.
At some point, we're going to have to take a very hard look at these guys and say, you guys are enemies of the state. You're undermining the republic. You're violating all of these election laws and all these other things. You're trying to change things, and that's fine. You get one vote. You're welcome to change things as much as you can with that one vote. But you do
with
not
that one
get,
vote.
Yeah, you do not get to do this and try to buy these things. And you know, it could get to the point. Hungary won't let Soros back in. That's his native country.
Right.
I think Soros needs to be kicked out of the United States.
Yeah. Or wouldn't it be interesting if a state attorney general started to bring charges against him?
Yeah.
Zuckerberg, you and I will be fascinated when Dinesh D'Souza's book, what was it, 2,000 Mules?
Right.
Not book. Well, there's a book behind it, but the movie comes out. We're waiting to see that. I just saw John Lott put out a pump. John Lott would not tell you that the sun is out unless he looked. He is so meticulous with data.
Yeah.
And he looked at it and said, there are, what it was, about 250,000 votes in very select districts that Tim just looked, he goes, these look completely out of order.
And the margin of victory was only 42,000.
Right.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody notices this, and everybody, you know, and the one of the facts that I find interesting is that they got, like, the New York Times got out and put out an article where they're saying, we did this, and we don't know if you care. And I mean,
we did what?
Well, they were talking about they had suppressed the Hunter Biden. And when you think about all the things that they put into play to try to steal the election, which they successfully stole, one of the things that would have changed that would have been, in fact, if we, you know, all of Biden's kids have to pay our sitting president 10% of their take.
Right.
And when Hunter was getting money from Ukraine and Russia and China, well, that was sort of a conflict of interest for a head of state. And, you know, Joe Biden's out there, come on, man. And he didn't nobody doesn't campaign and get 81 million votes and beat out somebody. He beat out Barack Obama. There's no way he beat out Barack Obama. Barack Obama was a splendid campaigner. And he, right. No way he beat Donald Trump. But, you know, we got to roll with what we got to roll with. Tell everybody how to find you one more time, please.
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland. I write the weekly Armed Citizens column there. Bill, you and I will have to talk about Nero Wolf. After hours.
Absolutely. We'll talk about Nero Wolf after hours. If anybody's never checked out Nero Wolf, you should. Thank you for joining me today, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.